You are listening to Tani Talks Parsha, the Shira. We talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in Sefer Vayikra. We are looking at the Parsha of Shemini. Oftentimes on the Parsha show, on the Parsha Shira, we try to look at the phrase, we try to look at the idea of a word or a verb that really catches the eye, that really catches the attention of us. And here, when we look at Shemini, when we look at the idea of eight, when we look at the idea of how we could go about it, really we think about what it could be. In Judaism, the idea of eight is almost supernatural and above the ordinary. Seven obviously is a very famous number. Obviously it's a very important number with the Shiva Yimei Shavua, with the 7 days of the week. But eight is above the natural order. Eight is going above the regular, above the natural, above the week. Eight candles, that we light on Hanukkah to symbolize that it's a little bit above nature, a little bit above the natural. We think about eight, and it's 8 days of Pesach for those of us in Chutz Arts, 8 days of Sukkot for those of us in Chutz Arts as well. And it symbolizes the idea of how we have to push ourselves to go a little bit above nature, a little bit above the natural. And we need to make sure that we are pushing ourselves to be above nature. And Judaism and Yahadut, in our way of life, we can't be okay with just the natural, with just the status quo, with just making it. We have to do what we can to push ourselves to be involved in a life that is supernatural, that is super awesome. Then we push ourselves each day to accomplish great things, to do great things, to be involved in wonderful aspects and wonderful ideas and wonderful endeavors. Whatever you could participate in, whatever you could use your talents to do, whatever you could try to accomplish, you should do so with your abilities. We have to go above and beyond the regular, above and beyond the natural, above and beyond what is expected of regular society and regular aspects of life, and do what we can to accomplish and to go further. As we think about Shemini, and as we think about the fact that we want to do what we can, we have to do it in a good way, in a mitzvah way, in a chesed way, in the proper format. You know, Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, wanted to bring a korban, but they went and they did it without the consultation of Moshe. One opinion says, and one opinion says that they were drunk, that they drank alcohol. We have to do it in a set way, in an orderly way, in a proper way, in a mitzvah way, in a chesed way, and in the right line of thinking, in the right line of action. You want to be involved, and you want to be mesameach, and you want to be happy, but if you're going to cause a scene, then it's really not a great idea. That's like the idea why I'm very much against drinking on Purim, for myself especially, but in general, especially because the mitzvah is only at the meal anyway, which is towards the end of the day anyway. Not at night, not in the morning, not in midday, only at the suud, only at the meal. Definitely not in Simchas Torah. There's no mitzvah to get drunk or on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or in general. Especially because it's damaging the body, it's damaging your persona, damaging in general, and it could cause a chil Hashem easily amongst many other factors. Things have to be done in the right order. We want to be supernatural. We want to be super great, but it has to be done in a good way. It has to be done in a proper way. It has to be done in a way that makes sense, in a Torah-dic way, in an Erlich way, in a proper straight path where we're going through the Torah, through the mitzvahs, and through the chesed, doing what we can to accomplish great things in a wonderful way. We have to make sure to be able to do so in the proper way and in the proper format. So make sure to think about that Shemini, to think about the eight, think about how it goes above the natural, above the week. Even the bris also is done on the eighth day, not the seventh day, to symbolize that we want to be perfect in our observance, we want to be perfect in our bodies and in our forms, but Hashem made a slight imperfection that has to be taken away. We have to go above the natural and take that away in order to become closer to Hashem. Hashem creates us as perfect human beings, but there is one technical thing for a boy that has to be fixed, that has to be done to make us go above that and above and beyond in order to do so in our lives. As you think Shemini, you think eight. Think what you could do to push yourself to go above and beyond. Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. Beyond the letter of the law, beyond the major aspect of the law, doing what we can to accomplish great things and to bring great things to the fore, bring great things to our life and in the lives of those around us. And hopefully in doing so, we could bring Mashiach and have the Beis Hamikdash speedily be rebuilt in our days. And may that day, in fact, be today. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.